following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Thursday edition, final Thursday of June. I can't believe that we're about a month away from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days, so looking forward to that. We bring in football expert. Boy, I couldn't even hardly get that out. Monty Kratzenstein, former Husker, is with us in studio today. Good morning, sir.
Can you at least try to keep a straight face when you say expert? I mean, we aren't on TV or anything, so you could at least stifle a giggle.
Well, coming up on the show today, of course, one of your very close friends, Jerry Godowski. And today, interesting, being at Vanderbilt, being on the football staff, we talked a little football with the baseball guys. We'll talk a little baseball with the football guys. I'll also be interested to see if there really is worry about satellite camps down there in SEC country. Mm-hmm. Talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about Vandy and what's coming up for them and recruiting up in this area. We all know as little as we think there is as far as Division I talent around here, that the country thinks that Nebraska gets some of these kids, and if they're missing out, they're going to Vanderbilt, they're going to Ohio, they're going to South Dakota, Wyoming with Craig Bohl. So we'll talk with him about that. Also on the program today, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star. The NBA draft is tonight. There's a couple people that think Teran Petaway is going to go. A couple of them have him as high as number 38 to the Pistons, which I would find extremely shocking. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the draft. He's been covering the World Series as well for the Lincoln Journal Star. So that's all out there.
Good stuff. I appreciate inviting me in here. This I'm glad this worked out. It's been a while.
Well, I know you've been busy, selling lots of road winter salt or something. I hear you've been working on your game over at Wild Horse.
Unfortunately, not at Wild Horse. Seems like when I go to Gothenburg, I work in the office. But I've played a little bit. Once baseball gets over and my golf partner gets done playing baseball, I'll play a little bit more. But we went out. We went out to Warre a little bit. Played in a scramble at Lachlan, and you know what the scramble does for your games. You know, you better load up on golf balls. It just creates bad habits. What that does. But it sounds like you're going to do that a little bit tomorrow, anyway, huh?
A little Happy Gilmore in you. Well,
I always try to be the first guy, the first guy in the scramble. I'm the guy that just puts one out there and lets those other guys just make their ears bleed with a swing.
Usually, sometimes you put your best golfer at the back, call him your anchor in a scramble. Not in our group. I go last so that the other three or two, whatever the case, don't have to watch. They get up there and they don't have that image in their head. So I go last.
Listen, I know better. It's because of your calmness under pressure.
Yeah.
You are unfazed by the pressure of the moment. Yeah. That's exactly why that is.
Later in the day, I am. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. We've got another set of Nebraska Danger playoff tickets that we'll be giving away today for tomorrow's game. Already had a few winners earlier this week, so you'll also need the number for that. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460. 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPN Superstation.com. gmail.com, the same email that we have had, and stop by, see the dent popper. We've been fortunate. It's still kind of early, but you get some clinks and clanks and hail and all that kind of stuff banging up your vehicle. Don't forget the dent popper. Free estimate can take care of you. Tomorrow, by the way, speaking of the danger, the commissioner of the IFL, Mike Allhouse, will be in Grand Island. He will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow ahead of the playoff game. We'll also talk with Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World Herald tomorrow. But getting to the College World Series, watched it. Thought, oh boy, Vanderbilt's got two in the first. Again, Virginia kind of had a chance in the first to get something going. It mirrored a little bit of game two, and then the pitching, as it usually does. If you don't commit errors, Monty, if you don't commit errors, your pitcher is just going to get more and more confident. And that is exactly what happened last night in the College World Series with Brandon Waddell. Solid. He retired the last 11 kids he faced, went seven innings. Every game that he started the College World Series the last 2 years, he didn't necessarily win it, but Virginia won the game.
I know it's going to shock you, but I am a defense and pitching guy when it comes to baseball. And I know you know the cliche is hitting takes care of everything if you're hitting the daylights out of the ball. But and I'd like to talk to Damon Day about that because there's so many different philosophies. I you know hate to name drop, but hung out with Damon a little bit last night at the baseball game over at the GI Kearney game, and we were talking about it, and he said, you know, Vanderbilt's style. He said they play that philosophy that they want to slow the game down. And I said, why is that? Why would you want to slow the game down, either from the mound or from the batter's box or wherever? And he just says their philosophy is mentally they want to break you down. Mentally they're going to say, you know what, you're just going to get impatient. You're going to make some mistakes because of the tempo that we create. It's a little bit opposite of the college football scenario where you're going to try to create mistakes with your fast tempo. And it was always interesting, and I'm a defense and pitching sort of guy, and I absolutely agree with you that at all levels, that you saw in the College World Series, that you know those teams that could field it make that didn't have to make an incredible play, but just made those a little bit more than routine plays in the field. Pitchers just thrive off that sort of thing. It was really kind of fun to watch because the other piece of that is it was really tough to cheer against either team, because you know Vanderbilt is Vanderbilt. And I think they're classy program and classy kids and so on. But Virginia, how do you not cheer for Virginia? You know they were in danger. They were number three seed. They're in danger of not getting in.
And that's the only thing that just because I was kind of rooting for Virginia because Vanderbilt won it last year. When it got to this point, I always like to see the best teams rewarded. And it is obvious that, let's face it, Virginia's not the best baseball team in the country. They're just not. They went through the tournament and had the best last month of the mm-hmm. season. That never used to be the way in the NFL. More recently, we've seen, don't worry about it if you're 3-3 after six games. Don't worry about if you're 9-7 or 10-6. As long as you get in the playoffs, the hot team is what makes the roll.
Right.
And I feel bad for the UCLAs, the LSUs, the on and on and on. Because let's face it, you know, Vanderbilt, it's just when you lose. Virginia, when you lose. Virginia lost a couple times in College World Series, but it was at the right time, so they weren't eliminated. Mm-hmm. I'm an underdog rooter. There's no doubt about that. But I know that some of the purists go, man, is this the right formula? Is this the way we should do it? Everybody, and Omaha needs to be a little careful here because a lot of people agree with Tom Chattel. He actually put it in print this week about, and they've done it the last couple of years, about the game being too long. And back to your point there of wearing guys down, the game is too long. It's not too long if it's 8-7 and 11 innings. Mm-hmm. It's too long when it's 1-0. And as Dirk, and that was one of the things I wanted to point out if he was going to join us today, but he'll be tomorrow, all the time. I mean, there was, what was it, a 21-minute half inning with no scoring and mm-hmm. nobody getting, you know, you got to find a way to move it along.
Well, but I think what you have to look at is that a blip or is that a trend? You know, and sometimes we knee-jerk a little bit based on what we just recently saw. Now, if you take Vanderbilt's philosophy out of that mix where the game's still too long, you know, and you'd have to look a little bit at each team and that. I don't know. You know, last year at this time, we were what were we talking about? We were talking about the new baseball, and we were talking about how bad it is that you could not hit a ball out of the ballpark. And you know what? I think the NCAA got that right. They made some changes. It seemed like, for the most part, it felt like, you know, real baseball. There were home runs and balls that were hit square, you know, got over outfielders' heads. Outfielders had to play deeper, which created more stuff. But at again, when you get to the end, the team, just what you said, the team playing the best wins, and defense and pitching carries through.
So the College World Series is a great event. I'm pretty confident in what your response will be here, because I know your tone. And I didn't bring it up the last couple of days and should have. And again, it's in Dirk's mad chatter from last night, a little bit deeper about this clown from Vanderbilt that whistled all the time. Okay, there are fans that yell all the time. There are fans that do annoying things all the time. There's that goonball that was sitting at the World Series with his Miami Marlins crap on last year. I mean, there is, I believe, there should be some sort of etiquette to being a fan. You pay your money and you can do, quote, whatever you want. But why do you got to be a moron? Oh, yeah, we're getting attention to yourself, and now the clown's in the paper. His name is Preacher Franklin. Vanderbilt fan Preacher Franklin. I don't know if that's his real name or whatever.
A title or a name.
But, I mean, this isn't some college kid. Yeah. This is a grown man. Quit it. And there's a little debate here in this story about whether ESPN told him to shut up or not.
Oh, yeah.
ESPN says they didn't. This guy says they did.
Yeah. Well, college baseball and college sports has these quirky little things. And unfortunately, at some point, and I was there one night, and I heard it, and it was horrible. It was annoying. It was just this, why are you doing this? It wasn't the go big red or the go hoose or the whatever cheers you want to start in. Yeah, it was. But,
I'm not even going to play it because it was just too darn annoying.
Yeah, I know. Well, good. Good. We're done with it. We can move on. Maybe Jerry knows him.
What do you?
Maybe he has some insight. Maybe does he do that at home games? Is that a deal? I don't know. We'll ask him.
Well, absolutely no doubt about it. We'll talk with Jerry Godowski from Vanderbilt and love to hear from you. Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 or always email us at the Dent Popper inbox. We'll talk with Jerry Godowski when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
touchdown! Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, partly sunny. We cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms with a high near 82. Tonight, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely with a low near 63. For Friday, partly sunny, temperatures at 78 degrees. Currently, it's 73.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. Again, it seems like graduation was quite a while ago. We all know it wasn't. Maybe you're going to have a summer graduation. Well, the Chrysler program has the college grad program going on at Midway. If you've graduated from college in the last 2 years or will graduate in the next 6 months or are currently enrolled in a master's or doctoral program, you can receive a $500 cash allowance on a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. So graduates, take advantage. Hey, it's a little extra special for you. You're going on to college or you finished up college and you're going on to the working world. You need that vehicle that's going to be dependable, and the Midway Auto Group will take care of you. Your Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein with you on this Thursday. And as much woo-hooing the woos are doing in Virginia, it's probably not the biggest party down in Nashville, Tennessee.
I can imagine that they'll be okay, though. National champions 1 year, runner-up next year. I think they'll be okay.
It gives the other program something to shoot for, doesn't it?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Speaking of which, why don't we talk about that?
Jerry Gudowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, the former Husker and now a part of the Vanderbilt program the last couple of years. Recruiting coordinator is the bigger title, I think, anymore. Tight ends coach, and Jerry joins us here. How are you, Jerry? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, I got a Kratzenstein in the booth. You tell me.
I understand.
Now,
that's all you got to say.
All I know is, I get a phone call that says, hey, you know, you're around. Maybe you want to come do the show. And then I call you. It must be a slow sports day in Nebraska is all I'm thinking, Jer.
No doubt about that.
What's it like down there? Is there a bump on the radar from the baseball team here?
Sure. I mean, you know, it looked like things were setting up, you know, perfectly for them and winning those first three and having, you know, their three starters, three pitchers, you know, lined up ready to go, and you know, just all of a sudden the you hit some balls hard, and there you hit it right at them, and pretty soon, I think guys, you know, start feeling it a little bit, and you know, those last couple games we just couldn't generate much offense.
Jerry, is there much of a connection? And we know that, you know, same university and whatnot, but we've all been part of universities where, you know, either there was a lot of interaction between the football programs, baseball programs, and then some where there's hardly any at all. What's the culture like down there? I mean, obviously, you know, you go to games. I know you have boys that are interested in baseball and involved in baseball. What's the dynamic between the two programs down there?
Well, I think, you know, in general, the athletic department here is pretty tight-knit. You know, obviously, you're talking about a, you know, I guess medium-sized institution. You know, when you look at only, you know, 6,500 undergrad students on campus. So, you know, all the athletes, I think, know each other. You know, they support each other. They go to the games and do all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, from that standpoint, it's a pretty close-knit program overall.
When a school can consistently get into Omaha like this, can it extend? We're going to get into recruiting here, but can it extend to just getting your name out there to the Midwest about all Vanderbilt sports? Does that help at all?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt it does. I think, you know, anytime your university's name is out there like that, I think it certainly helps. And, you know, what Coach Corbin and his staff have done with that program, I think it, you know, just lets everybody know that anything is possible. I mean, you can build something special, and so hopefully we can kind of take that model, take that blueprint, and do it in football here also.
Jerry, I don't know how much you can talk about specifics, but you know, I've noticed not just because I have a personal bias, but I've noticed recruiting Vanderbilt names come in from the football standpoint in this area, whereas in the past it really hasn't at all. You can go ahead and take all the credit for that if you want, or depending on how successful it is, you can take none of the credit. I don't care. But what, you know, can you talk a little bit to that about, you know, there's kids that you guys are on and you guys are interested in and are certainly interested in you that you probably weren't a few years ago.
Yeah, I think, Coach Mason coming from Stanford, I mean, I think they, you understand that the type of student athlete we're trying to recruit, that, obviously we're going to be heavy regionally in the state of Tennessee. But if there's a great student out there that we feel like can play football in the SEC, we're definitely going to reach out to them and see what that interest is.
Talking with
Jerry.
Doesn't
matter where they're from.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Jerry Godowski here on the Doug and Danny Show, recruiting coordinator, tight ends coach at Vanderbilt, of course, former Husker, and has a family that is very close to Kearneyville here. So a lot over the last 6 months, when Coach Mike Riley came on board and we started talking about these satellite camps, which Nebraska did last week, everywhere from Miami to Los Angeles, a lot of that perceived notion is that the SEC is upset about it. Is that the case?
Well, I think that the people are definitely going to be looking at this in the next 6 months before next summer, and I think you're either going to see probably either those going away, or I think as a conference we'll definitely be looking into joining the rest of the country in what they're doing. I just think that's probably a natural thing that's going to come out of this.
What's your gut tell you about it? Is it and I hate to use the term because it sounds like it's not right, but is it a loophole that has been discovered or do you think, it's just the nature of the beast right now, and probably the NCAA will say, okay, everybody can do it, it's not a big deal, and then try to let it go from there?
Yeah, I don't know what direction it's going to go. Being at Ohio University for a long time, coaches on our staff, we would go to other camps, a lot of times. The whole MAC would almost be at Ohio State's camp, with a lot of kids. So I don't think it's a loophole that's just recently been discovered, but I think, somebody figured out that, hey, this can go the other way too. If people are coming to my camp at whatever Power Five school, then hey, I can go work their camp.
Well, don't you
whether it's in Texas or Georgia or Florida or wherever.
Don't you think that there certainly are certain areas or certain schools that would benefit greatly from it, and then others that it really might not help them as much? I mean, let's face it, if you're in Alabama, an LSU, a USC, you probably don't need to go to other places in the country to find kids or build relationships or identify kids. But if you're Nebraska, and if you're some of these schools geographically, they're a little bit more challenged. It seems to me like it's an advantage. It's something that some of those schools, Midwestern schools or lesser known schools, would do. Some of the other schools wouldn't.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, just geographically, where you are and trying to get to see more kids. I think ultimately you've got to get a kid on your campus, to really to really recruit them, really have a chance at them. And, that was, always the one great thing about a camp on your campus was you had the kid right there. You got to see your facilities. You got to see the campus. You could tie in other things. And, you know, really until you get a kid in town on campus, you know, ultimately, you're probably not going to have a good shot at getting here.
I always thought that one, you know, there's we can litany of things that you could change from the NCAA standpoint, but one of the things I've always felt strongly about, you know, I see how many unofficial visits there are and how many of these visits that kids are paying. I mean, that's just the way to go, where kids are on campus several different times before their, quote, official visit. In fact, a lot of times they'll commit before they even take an official visit. You know, I would think that one of the biggest things to me is, maybe it's because, you know, I'm a parent, I wish the NCAA would allow you to pay for parents to go with them on campus. I mean, doesn't that seem like, I hate to use the word no-brainer, but doesn't that seem like something that's obvious? If you would allow someone to go with them to help in that decision-making process, especially someone who is influential, wouldn't that be a big deal?
Yeah, I think, you know, an official visit, that definitely makes sense. You know, we can pay for everything for a parent once they get here on an official visit. You know, they have to find their way. They have to get their way to campus, though. But, you know, the big thing right now is just the way the calendar is set up and the way recruiting's going. The only kids you really bring, mostly, I shouldn't say the only, but most of the kids you bring in on an official visit have already committed by the time they get there. You know, there's a handful. There's some that wait and make a decision and take their visits. But, you know, you look around and I'd say, you know, 75-80% of your recruiting class you have, you know, before that December period when a kid can take an official visit of their senior year. So, you know, I know that they talked about an early signing date in football, and, you know, it does affect the calendar. You know, if you're going to let kids sign early, then how can you not have an official visit, you know, period before they get there? So I think there'll be a lot of things that people are talking about, people are looking at that, you know, could cause some changes here in the future.
Last minute here with Jerry Gudowski, recruiting coordinator, tight ends coach down for the Commodores of Vanderbilt, and we want to let him know that 1:30 is the parade or the welcome back for the baseball team this afternoon, so I'm sure that's throughout the Vandy community. But let's face it, Jerry, Monty, Nebraska has shown by what they did last week. Where were the satellite camps? You could probably see the ocean of the Gulf of Mexico from about every place that they stopped. It's all in the South. They're not doing it in New York. They're not doing it in Oregon. They're not doing it in Chicago, Illinois. So I think it's a passing fad. But I look at your team, Jerry, and there's not a lot of Tennesseans. There's some. But you have to go all over the place as well. How big is your radar as the recruiting coordinator?
Well, like I said, I mean, we have certain areas, certain regions that we definitely are going to hit that we're in. But any secondary region that a coach might have, you know, if there's a guy that is, you know, what I guess an academic type kid that you think is interested in a Vanderbilt type school, then we're definitely going to reach out and touch base and get them information and find out what their interest is. So it's definitely a national deal for us right now.
Jerry, what do you got going the rest of the summer? What I know it's supposed to be vacation time. I don't know if you get one or not.
We are in camp season at Vanderbilt right now. So we are in, let's see, day five of camps that we hold here.
Those are awesome, aren't they?
Today we have one more tomorrow, and then it's 13 and 14 U baseball for a few weeks. And then by the time that's over, it'll be time to get rolling with fall camp, pretty much.
I will admit that I've Googled a couple times best burgers in Nashville, best barbecue in Nashville lists, all
there
that
you go.
Sort of thing.
It's got to be on the Gudowski Grill, right?
And your name keeps popping up there. And so, around late July when we just happened to be in that neighborhood.
Happened to be there, yeah.
You know, people have been telling me, what are you going to do there? And I go, you know, I got the internet to research things, and I got a couple of people down there that might have an idea of what to do.
Right. Yeah, well, we can probably direct you to a couple spots that you might enjoy.
I bet there's probably pretty decent eating in Nashville. I got one more question for you, Jerry, before we let you out of here. You ever had a parent come at you with a barbell?
No, not at this time, not at this point in my career. So hopefully I can continue to avoid that situation.
I got a follow-up to that saying, have you ever recruited any rapper's sons? That there might be some correlation between A and B in that scenario.
Yeah, you know, I have not, but you probably would be surprised that I am a big Weezy fan, though. You know, so.
What?
Attaboy.
Is he from Fremont originally?
Bringing some hip to the show.
Come on, Weezy.
Bringing the hip to the show. Okay, we'll let you out of here with this. Does the annoying whistling guy come to the football games too?
I don't hear him at the football games, but you definitely know where he is at the baseball games. There's no doubt.
Crazy, crazy. Well, Jerry, we'll let you get back to camp. Thanks for giving us some time here. Always great catching up with you. And if you're entertaining any folks from Nebraska this summer, take care of them.
We'll try. We'll try.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
Jerry Godowski with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I want to get into some more of this in the last segment. Brian Rosenthal is standing by. He'll join us on the other side of the break. Talk a little bit about the College World Series, more about the draft, and if Pettaway's name will be called. We'll be right back.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is excited to support the Community Olympics in Kearney this weekend. The Community Olympics helps build a stronger Kearney. Have fun and stay safe this weekend.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Get ready to celebrate the 4th of July with spectacular fireworks from Mars Fireworks. Mars is opening soon all over central Nebraska with stands in the Tri-Cities and surrounding area. Opening day, get your free Mars t-shirt with qualifying purchase. Mars always has the biggest selection and the best prices that make your celebration affordable for any budget. Thank you for shopping at Mars Fireworks.
Hey Nebraska, it's Jeff from Big O Tires, here to help you save big on your next set of tires. Through July 3rd, when you buy three tires, you get the fourth free. Save 25% on high-quality passenger, performance, SUV, and light truck tires from Cooper, Nitto, and more. That's up to $200 on a set. So come by one of our three Tri-City area stores and save a real 25% on your next set of tires when you buy three and get the fourth free, only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Prairie Hills Golf Course, located just 10 short miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, is under new management. Prairie Hills Golf Course is a beautiful course nestled on 132 acres of rolling hills that makes for a fun and challenging golf experience, and they have the lowest 18-hole rates in the area. Call to reserve your tee time now or call to ask about their upcoming leagues. Just call Justin at 308-388-5115 at Prairie Hills Golf Course. That's 308-388-5115.
Take me out to the ball game.
Mega Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Rolling along on this Thursday, the College World Series is over, and I know a lot of people want to get some sleep, and it was a short overnight rest for Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, because now he's going to be watching the draft tonight and seeing if Taran Petaway's name happens to be called somewhere in the second round. Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein, former Husker, joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. And Brian, good morning. How is the sleep right now? Average hours over the last 2 weeks would be?
Oh, it's good for me. I just chimed in for the last few games of the World Series. I wasn't there all last week, so I'm in good shape.
The finals, they bring in the big boys. That's what happens, is Brian. let's start with the NBA and then maybe get a little take on a couple of other sports topics for you. But reading the article today, and go to journalstar.com to find the article or pick up the paper about Taran Petaway. 2 years ago, his name was there. Some people were talking first round. This past year, kind of fell off the radar. He talked about, and Coach Miles talked about, hey, when he gets a chance to do some personal workouts, his name's going to go back on the board. Some people have him maybe fairly early, top third of the second round. Other people still don't know his name. Your gut feeling is what, Brian?
I think there's a reasonable chance you could see his name called late in the second round. I'm not going to say 100% sure, because obviously you can't say that, but I do think that there's a reasonable chance, based on what I'm hearing of how he performed in the workouts. And I think when you see Taran up close, and like Tim Miles said, I think you see a guy who can really help your team. And if the right team saw that and he had the right workout for the right team at the right time, I could see him going late second round. I'm not going to predict that, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. And as Tim said, at the very least, he'll likely make an NBA team as a free agent. I mean, he said he'd be stunned if that didn't happen, and I'd be surprised too if somebody didn't give him a shot. And sometimes that's even a better situation than being drafted. So I think he's got a future. I really do.
Brian, Monty Kratzenstein here.
Hey, Monty.
How are you? Hey,
good,
first of all,
you?
Do you know who Wheezy is? Because I just found out after all these years of knowing Jerry Godowski that he's a Wheezy fan. What is he talking about?
The only Wheezy I know is from the Jeffersons. So.
you win.
You
win. Okay, back to Taran. what changes it, guys? You know, we all know these guys that are, you know, hot commodities, and, you know, 2 years ago he was, and it changed last year a little bit, and he's had to, quote, prove himself again. What changed in that year?
That's a good question. I think he probably put too much pressure on himself last year, especially when things started going south for the team, because as we've said and written all along, he's a guy who craves winning, who wants to win, who's one of the most competitive people that you ever see. And I think when things started going bad for Nebraska, he put more pressure upon himself to do whatever he could to get the victories rolling again and try to get Nebraska to the tournament. And the more the losses piled up, the more pressure he put on himself, and the worse he played, quite frankly, because he can't put all that pressure on himself. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of it. And then shooting, I mean, and ball handling, those are the two concerns, I guess you'd say, and specifically the turnovers. They really mounted again last year, and that was a problem for him even as a sophomore. So, you know, that didn't really change. But the shooting percentages, I think, were pretty close, but maybe went down a little bit. I'd have to go back and look. But I just think, in a nutshell, he put too much pressure on himself to try to help Nebraska win.
You know, I can always argue both sides of something, but I can really look at him and say, with his athleticism and his scoring ability, there's a lot worse players than him having success in the NBA. But then on the other side of things, I can look at him and say, you know, the way he handled some adversity and the way his demeanor was, you know, I can argue the other side. So I think it is a little bit of a conundrum as far as him, and that's why it's so interesting, because I really think he has a chance, but I you know, if I was a GM, would I take a chance? I don't know.
Brian Rosenthal.
It's got to be the right – I'm sorry to interrupt there. It's got to be the right team, and as you said, the right GM, the right fit to see him fitting in with what they have, and if he can provide that niche. So that's what it comes down to. It's just the right team seeing him for what they need and what they want and pulling the trigger, and we'll find out tonight if that happens.
Well, Brian, let's go with that. Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There's about a third of the league had Pettaway work out for him. Are you getting a sense from Turan or from the coach Miles or any of the guys what team really likes him, what team he would fit with? I heard Lakers early on. That's one of the teams that's listed.
Yeah, there's two teams, the Lakers and Pistons, that brought him back for a second workout. And as Pettaway said, that's probably a good sign. They wouldn't waste the time bringing him back for a second workout if they weren't interested or didn't see anything from him. And on top of that, one of the mock drafts does have Detroit taking him as the number 38 overall pick in the second round. So, you know, the Pistons might be a team to watch, too, when that number 38 pick comes up in the second round. But other than that, I don't know of any teams that, you know, Atlanta, Terrence said Atlanta was a team that wanted to bring him back for a second workout, and he didn't know the reasons, but for some reason that got canceled and that didn't actually happen, something involving his agent. I don't know all the details. So, but Atlanta was another team that was interested in bringing him back for a second workout.
Brian, let's one more basketball question here. And as you mentioned in your article today, and as we figured when it happened, Walt Pitchford's basically just wanting to try to find a way to play some basketball overseas. As things kind of blew up with some of the transfers, some of the kids like Pitch going to go and all of that, it's been kind of quiet on the basketball front, as it should be at this time of the year. But as you got to talk to Coach Miles and things, it's not going to be long till they're gearing it up too. Where's the program setting as they head into the upcoming year?
Well, it's going to start early this summer with their trip to Spain, and I'm not exactly sure how many games they play over there. Probably, I don't know, five or six. They don't have their itinerary set yet. I don't know exactly when they leave or when they play or who they play or any of those sorts of things. But it'll be a good experience for a young team, a lot of newcomers, a lot of getting to know you, time traveling to Spain in August. So that'll really set the tone for the season. And maybe we'll find out about some of the newcomers after that trip and who can help and maybe help immediately. A couple of them, however, are recovering from surgeries already. Akari Evelyn and Ed Morrow both had some bone spurs removed from their feet. That's like a six-week process. That sounds like they should be back, but how full go they are for that tournament or that exhibition tour, I don't know. But it all is going to start right there and set the tone for the season.
Let's move on to what you saw at the College World Series a lot. And like you said, you didn't have to be there every single day, but anybody that's been there, and now the Vanderbilt, Virginia folks have been there for 2 weeks. As they said, I've spent a month of my life now in Omaha, Nebraska the last 2 years, some of the guys said. How much are you actually hearing about any tweaking to the format? I've seen a couple of things put out there. Nobody really thinks that that's going to happen. Is there anything in the foreseeable future?
I wouldn't think so. Now, honestly, I'm not a big baseball insider. It's not something that I cover on a regular basis, so I've not delved into that. I approach the World Series. You know, I help out with it when it rolls around. But by and large, I approach it almost as a spectator, as a fan. So, from that viewpoint, I think there probably does need to be some tweaking. I don't know if it'll happen, but you know, a lot of people say the World Series changed when it moved downtown. It lost a little bit of its luster. I don't agree with that necessarily. I think the new venue is catching on, a new location, everything. What I think has lost its luster is two out of three series and just making this almost a two-week-long affair. It's just too long, and I think people have, you know, they only had 17,000 there last night. There were tons of empty seats, and I think it was the smallest crowd for winner-take-all game since they went to this format, I believe, in, 2002 or 2003, something like that. And I think initially when they did that, it was probably a cool idea. But over time, I remember growing up and going to the World Series, and it started on, Friday or Saturday, and you play up to this winner-take-all game on a Saturday afternoon. It was jam-packed. PA announcer was yelling at people in GA to squeeze together to make room for more people. And it really was a huge event to really close it all out. Now it just seems like it ends with a fizzle. I just think people are kind of CWS'd out by the time it's all said and done. But you know, it's more of this. There's a lot more to go into it than the fans, obviously. ESPN for one, so I don't know that you'll see any changes in the near future, but just speaking from a personal spectator standpoint, I think it's too long.
Brian, we can't let you get out of here without giving us a little bit of what's new with Husker football. You know, I know it's only June, but everybody wants to know a little bit about that. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, camps or recruiting or things that you're hearing or anything tease us with?
Nothing specific other than the recruits that it seems like they are rolling in on a semi-consistent basis. They had another one yesterday with a tight end from Colorado who picked Nebraska over Texas, so that's a good sign. And it seems like that they're picking apart California pretty good, which is what Riley and the staff did when they were at Oregon State. And I know the satellite camps were a huge, I guess you could say a huge success, but hugely popular, I guess would be another word, and something that they'll likely continue into the future. And, you know, that's been they were in, Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles. I might be missing somewhere. So, you know, that's been keeping the coaching staff busy, and hopefully the coaches get some time off in July. I mean, they've been hitting the ground running since basically they were hired and really catching up. So you'd like to see them get some time off in July and maybe some of the sports writers too.
Yeah, you probably deserve that. And, you know, I don't say that very often, but you probably do deserve that.
Brian, hey, hopefully you can enjoy a little time off. We always appreciate chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be watching the draft tonight. Is Taran on your speed dial? Will you get a chance to chat with him?
Well, I'll call him and when it's all said and done, and regardless, and we'll see if he picks up the phone.
All right, buddy. We'll read all about it tomorrow. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Who do you believe will go first in the NBA draft? You, like many of the experts, are going with Kentucky's Karl-Anthony Towns, 80% of you, and then a couple of votes for Jahlil Okafor and the young man from Latvia, who I'm not even going to try to pronounce. All right, Midtown Mart cooler question today, and you can always vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. What is your favorite level of baseball in the summer? Little leaguers? I suppose if you're a dad, little leaguers. Legion, same way, but that's more of a community. College baseball because of the College World Series in Omaha, or Major League Baseball? Summer.
I love the College World Series. I love the College World Series. But you know what? Last night I was over at Memorial Field.
Did you eat some ice cream for fan appreciation?
No, I didn't get there in time. It was all gone. I think
gone.
Brand Wagon.
Langen, make more.
Well, they ate it all. we were in Grand Island for the 5 points game, and then we got there just for the last three innings. And I'll tell you what a great atmosphere. I mean, that's, you know, the atmosphere was great. And I know we've had the opportunity, you know, as a parent of 5 points, to go to, you know, certainly Grand Island versus Kearney Memorial Field is a no-brainer. That thing was just electric, and great teams, good players, and so on. But we've had the opportunity to go to, you know, places like St. Paul and York and Aurora and Holdridge and things like that, and that's a pretty cool deal. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, when it gets to be about July 4th, you're ready for something else. I don't know if I'm ready. Should admit that or not. But you know, that Legion baseball thing is really a great deal. Little league stuff, youth travel baseball. You know, went through 6 years at this. My first year without it. It unfortunately, in my opinion, this is a whole different topic for a whole different day. But there's more negative than positive about it, and that's unfortunate because there is a lot of positive, but I think unfortunately the negative gets a lot more of the attention.
When it comes to these four, I'm not a parent, little leaguer, so if I was going to go to a game here in Kearney, it'd just be to see some friends' kids, so that's not my vote. College World Series, and it all depends. Well, the first day of summer was this week, right? Yeah. It was Sunday, so it just depends how you look at it. Of all these, I enjoy the College World Series the most. The World Series isn't in the summer. No. So I'm going to go college baseball. Now we will watch Legion baseball for about the next month, because by the end of July, we'll pretty much be done. I mean, you'll be finishing up your state tournament. And then you'll be getting into football. And then if your team is still in it, you'll be paying attention to Major League Baseball. So because of the College World Series, that's my vote. You vote now. Yeah, there's good English. Go ahead and vote now at our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk a few more things with former Husker Bonnie Kratzenstein. This hour has been rolling along. As we go to our final break, what do we got, 4 tickets left? Let's get rid of these family. We got 2 pairs. You want to have 2 winners or 1 winner?
2.
It's your day, Merritt.
It's two.
Merritt's filling in.
It's a great choice, Merritt.
Today. Okay, so here's the deal. We've got two sets of two tickets to the Nebraska Danger game. 888-455-ESPN. It's tomorrow night. If you want them, you got them. Don't forget, you might have to be able to pick them up at the Kearney studio. If we throw them in the mail today, it's cross your fingers. They could get there tomorrow. Don't blame us. I'm just putting that out there. So 888-455-ESPN. First two callers at 888-455-3776. If you haven't won already this week, gets a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Danger playoff game. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Dear Mike, sorry our relationship ended. I enjoyed our stops at Foot Convenience Plaza for beer, wine, snacks, and soda. Their delicious pizza, made fresh each day, was our favorite pizza in town. Foot's will always remind me of you. Well, I'm running out of lipstick and space on your windshield. P.S. They have washer fluid at Foot's.
Foot's Convenience Plaza, the first stop coming into town and your last stop out. East Highway 30, Kearney.
The Gibbon Tractor Pull Association will be hosting the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pullers and the Nebraska Truck and Tractor Pullers on July 4th and the Custer County Mud Draggers on July 5th. It's west of Gibbon at the Aurora Co-op facility. Gates open at 11, with the first pull starting at 1. Stay all day or come and go as you please. Concessions provided by JA Custom Cooking. Coolers and lawn chairs welcome. For more information, go to GibbonTractorPull.com.
Postseason has Kansas City in a frenzy and feeling untouchable.
Win Royals baseball tickets by texting the words Royals 945 to the short code 90210. That's Royals 945 to 90210. We'll send out text invitations to win a pair of Royals ticket vouchers every week from opening day to the All-Star break. Brought to you by Budweiser and Central Nebraska's home for Kansas City Royals play-by-play. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Congratulations, Jason from Kearney. He's going to the Nebraska Danger game tomorrow night. Best of luck, Danger, 7 o'clock. We'll talk with the IFL Commissioner Mike Allhouse tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of a night off for most Legion teams. Thursday is, but Hastings seniors will be playing tonight, hosting Lincoln North Star at Duncan Field. It's a doubleheader, begins at 5:30, and you may see a few nights fill in. There were quite a few rainouts there the first few weeks. So Lincoln North Star comes in to take on Hastings tonight, 5:30 doubleheader, and you'll hear it on 12:30 KHAS. Don't forget, tonight also in Hastings is the Main Exchange Wrestling Duel. They've been to Fairbury. They go to Adams Central, and then it's off to Central City in Columbus, SCOTUS. They're in Nebraska for about a week. Next year, the Nebraskans go out to Maine. They've been doing this for nearly 30 years, and it's going to be pretty cool tonight. If the weather holds like it's supposed to, they're going to put the wrestling mats out on the football field. They're going to wrestle close to sundown. About 9 o'clock is when they'll get started tonight. They're having paintball fun and doing a variety of other things today around the area, and then they'll go have their wrestling duel tonight at Adams Central High School. And so the Maine state champs and some of their best wrestlers against some area kids will be going on. The NHL draft is this weekend. Storm's going to have a few guys that have been on the team, are on the team, will be on the team, that could have their name called, and we'll probably talk more about that next week when it's all said and done. But a couple of minutes left here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and this whole satellite camp thing, I have to admit, Monty Kratzenstein, that I'm just It's kind of like recruiting, and that's part of what this is. I don't it's not that I don't care, because I think it's kind of cool, but my point is, well, once you start going up and going to wherever, going in the north of where all five of these camps are, I mean, every one of them was south. Not all the kids are there. They just aren't. There's a lot of kids there. I don't get my hand around or my head around all this recruiting. I know it's tough. It's getting tougher every day. And maybe it's easier in some spots because of the social media. I don't see how these satellite camps really hurt anything, but I think it tells you where the Nebraska program is, because the big boys don't need them. And that, to me, shows that Nebraska is no longer a big boy.
I will take your glass half empty and change it to a glass half full.
Because you're that kind of guy.
I know. Okay, here's what I think. I think if I'm a new staff and I'm coming into Nebraska and I'm looking at what we need to do to get to that next step, and there's no doubt that we need to do some things different, I think it has some real value in today's world. What's that value? It's developing relationships. It's exposure of the brand, and it's creating momentum. That's what you're trying to do. Now, there's some, every university staff identifies things that they need to work on from year to year. And I guarantee you that when that staff came into Nebraska, they said, here's what we need to do. We need to lock down these local kids. Now, fortunately, they got in. This year is a year, we've talked about this before, a year where Nebraska high school football recruiting is good. There are some real Division I players, some players that people want. It isn't like that every single year, okay?
No, it's not.
So they came into this year, and the Noah Fonts of the world and the Ashland Greenwood kid, and there's a lot of kids that a lot of universities want from Nebraska. You have to get those kids first. And then you go out to your 500-mile footprint. You know, you have to get – if you see these big-time recruits – from Missouri, you know, the Davis twins that are going to be coming in this fall. Those are kids that if you're in Nebraska, you have to get in on those kids. You have to get the kids, best kids from South Dakota. Colorado has been a big deal, especially lately. That's that footprint. Kansas, go down to Wichita, go down to Kansas City. Those, you have to get the Nebraska kid, that 500-mile radius. Then there's no doubt, if you look at all the successful teams in Nebraska history, the very successful teams they have had, they are made up of that sort of thing. They're made up of good local kids.
Oh, yeah.
A few walk-ons. But they also have to have those special kids from the pick your state, California, Texas, Florida.
And the difference is, we heard this, I mean, again, I'm going with our age group. You had that coach that would, and it's still kind of that way. I mean, even the UNK coach, it doesn't matter where you're at. You have that certain area. So you had a Ron Brown that was good in New Jersey and could go out and talk to some of those guys, or a Turner Gill. You had somebody that could go down, but you had to go high school to high school in Houston, high school to high school in Dallas, and maybe this is just a way to speed that process up a little bit, familiarity, and have the coaches come out. We know when they go to the bowl games that they always try to have something for a day or two, and that just floods. It's a mini coaches clinic when they do that.
My thing is, the game has changed. You heard Jerry talk about how early they have to, you know, they sign kids, how early they contact kids. The game has changed. I don't like it. You don't like it. I'm not a big recruiting guy, but that's the way it is. And if you are, and I hate doing this, but if you are, you know, a guy that's anti-Bo Pelini, and you said, you know, listen, Bo Pelini did not love to do any of this stuff. He was a football coach who liked to coach practice. That, and, you know, he loved the X and O's. He loved the game planning. He loves that sort of thing. That was his strength. It hurt him. I mean, you have to go out and sell. It's a marketing, salesmanship, corporate, different world now than it used to be. I would love to sit down and talk to Coach Osborne about this, saying, you know, what are three or four things that you would do differently, you would have to do differently now than when you were? Because he was a guy that, you know, he had his philosophies, he had his foundation, but he was willing to change. And I guarantee you, he would say that same thing. The footprint or the basis is there, but you have to go out and you have to adapt. And I think in today's society, these satellite camps, this early recruiting and all this sort of stuff that you and I hate, because, you know, a kid that's a sophomore is getting offered and we're like, you know, he can't even, he isn't even in his second year of algebra class yet, and he's already getting a Division I offers. I hate it, but it's today's football world.
We're heading to the end of today's Doug and Daddy program. A couple of other notes for you, because we did bring it up yesterday with some of the changes that's going on in hockey in the NHL and the USHL, and changing their overtime format and maybe some three-on-three hockey. Even had some people bring that up yesterday, just say, hey, we heard you talk about it. I think that's going to be great. That's going to be awesome. So apparently it's going to be great and awesome. And Commissioner Gary Bettman says that they're looking to expand the NHL, maybe bring in a couple of more teams. And one of those cities, as we talked about, was Las Vegas, because we've had a lot of things going on in Las Vegas with hockey. I don't know how well attended things would be there, but Las Vegas hockey, or Seattle, Quebec, they're even talking about maybe putting another team up in Toronto. So keep that on your radar as well.
Wasn't there a team from Tampa Bay in the finals?
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix, Tampa Bay, all that. It's so weird. To me, that's so weird.
What is there to do in Tampa Bay? Anything else that was on your plate?
No, I love coming in. I appreciate you asking. Do it again sometime when I get a chance.
Every time you get a chance, you know, pretty soon we're just going to have you in here flying on your own. You know, we'll get you and Lang, or you and Day. I got vacation.
That might
time
be the biggest
take.
Mistake you ever make.
I got a couple days of vacation, you know, and some people say that's what this is anyway. So.
Damon Day and I together, we could, that might be kind of fun.
We'll get you on. We'll get Coach Osborne on. Maybe we'll get Bando on. We'll get you going crazy on football talk from the day.
All right.
You can ask him all those. I think people will be very interested in exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, I think so.
Well, we want to thank our guest today, Jerry Godowski, recruiting coordinator, tight end coach down at Vanderbilt. Of course, former Husker, has been with Frank at Ohio. Also to Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal Star. We'll switch over to the Omaha World Herald with Dirk Chatlin tomorrow. Mike Allhouse, the IFL commissioner, joins us ahead of the Tri-City Fever Nebraska Danger game tomorrow night. And Monty Kratzenstein, always a pleasure. Keep enjoying your summer, okay?
All will do. Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.